Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the earnings conference call of APJ Surendra Park Hotels Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anoop Poojari from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on APJ Surendra Park Hotels Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. Vijay Deván, Managing Director, and Mr. Atul Khosla, SVP Finance and Chief Financial Officer of the company. We will begin the call with opening remarks from the management, followed by an interactive question-and-answer session. Before we start, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Deván to make his opening remarks.
Thank you, Anoop, and good evening, everyone. On behalf of the management team at APJ Surendra Park Hotels, I would like to welcome you all to our earnings conference call. Your confidence in our vision and business strategy is greatly appreciated, and we are committed to delivering long-term value for all our shareholders. We are pleased to report a steady and healthy quarter two for APJ Surendra Park Hotels Limited, with consolidated revenue growth of 10% and an EBITDA growth of 11%. In this quarter, top-line growth, coupled with lower interest costs, resulted in a remarkable PAT growth of 80%, and our earnings per share significantly grew by 47% from 0.85 to rupees 1.15 per share. Leadership in occupancy remains our biggest strength. We have India's leading occupancy rate of 93% in our owned hotels. We have once again achieved record-breaking occupancy of 100% at the Park Calcutta, 94% at the Park Chennai and Navi Mumbai, 93% at the Park New Delhi, 91% in Bangalore, and 90% at the Park Hyderabad. We maintain our leadership in RevPAR in the upper upscale segment. Our expansion journey has made significant progress with recent openings of the Lotus Palace Chettinad and Ranbaz the Palace at Patiala. These luxury hotels are set to establish new benchmarks in palace design and customer experiences in the hospitality sector and will contribute positively to our ARR growth in the quarters and years ahead. Opening rates and bookings at the Lotus Palace Chettinad are in the range of 12,000 to 20,000, and at Ranbaz the Palace Patiala in the range of 35,000 to 40,000. During this season, between October and March, we feel that this range is expected to go up further. Currently, we operate 34 hotels, totaling to 2,410 keys. And over the next 5 years, we plan to more than double the number of keys, taking the total number of keys to 5,548. This inventory of 5,048 rooms will include 830 keys, which we will build on our own and will be owned by us. Considerable progress has been made in the development of our owned hotels. Design and development work has commenced on all projects, including a mega project at Kolkata's EM Bypass. This mixed-use development, as communicated earlier, features 250 hotel rooms and 100 apartments, and with the sale of apartments expected to generate substantial cash flows over the next 3 years. Roughly 100 crores of cash flow will be added every year from the sale of these apartments, starting the next financial year for 3 years. Our project team is diligently working to expedite our development plans. The 200-room The Park Pune is now on course to open in April 27. The Park Vizag additional 100 rooms by October 27, and the Park EM Bypass Kolkata by April 28. Our cash accruals arising out of operations and sale proceeds of apartments will keep us net cash positive throughout the development cycle, and this is a significant part of our strategy. The 10 lakh square feet of development adding 830 rooms is actually on our legacy land parcels and will ensure high IRRs for these projects in the range of 30 to 40%. We expect ROCE to go up from the present level of 12.5% to over 20% in the years to come. During the course of this year, we have refurbished and renovated over 100 rooms, and these will significantly help us in improving our ARRs in the quarters ahead. Our F&B segment continues to be the cornerstone of our business. Flurries, our iconic brand, added 10 new stores this quarter, bringing us closer to the milestone of 100 locations. Over the next 5 years, we aim to approximately add 250 new Flurries outlets, significantly enhancing our presence and market share in the fast-growing bakery and confectionery sector. Now with 16 outlets, we have a very strong presence in Mumbai. New flagship stores have recently opened in BKC and Lower Parel, and during this quarter, we have also entered the cities of Hyderabad and Siliguri. Coming to financial performance, consolidated total income Q2 FY25 stood at 156 crores, reflecting a healthy 10.5% Y-on-Y growth. RevPAR reached 6,440, supported by a steady ARR of 6,888. ARR growth Y-on-Y has been 5.2%, RevPAR growth has been close to 7%. Normalized EBITDA for the quarter was 57 crores, marking 11.3% Y-on-Y growth, with margins holding at 36.7%. Going forward, the company will continue to focus on operational efficiency and maintain its leadership in the upper upscale segment. The F&B segment contributed 38% of total income in Q2 FY25. Flurries business achieved remarkable growth of 41% Y-on-Y for Q2 and a staggering triple-digit growth during this period. Looking ahead, our goal for each mature Flurries stores is to achieve a revenue milestone of Rs. 1 crore annually in the coming years, reflecting our confidence in this vertical, which we believe has the potential to become one of the strongest pan-India brands. We expect the Flurries business to grow at 40% by the end of this year. The company's profit before tax stood at 39 crores in Q2 FY25, achieving an 82% Y-on-Y growth. This performance was supported by a notable reduction in interest costs following the repayment of our debt. As a result, normalized PAT for the quarter reached 27 crore, demonstrating an impressive 80% Y-on-Y growth. Overall, our performance in Q2 FY25 has been encouraging, reflecting considerable progress toward our long-term strategic vision. This vision includes the expansion of our hotel portfolio, strengthening our F&B segment, and introduction of innovative offerings that further solidify our market leadership in the upper upscale segment. Our strategy is firmly anchored in the synergy of 3 G's, driving simultaneous growth, governance, and being green. Initiatives to forge a sustainable and durable future for our shareholders, employees, and the society at large. We plan to achieve waste management neutrality by 25, water neutrality by 28, and carbon neutrality by 32. We are in the starting phase of the hospitality sector super cycle and expect this cycle to last for over a decade, if not more. The industry's growth will be driven by improved connectivity, increased business travel, recovery of FTAs, and the expansion of the middle-income segment. Spiritual tourism, weddings, MICE, events, and wildlife tourism, and a new segment of leisure are also expected to contribute to the sector's growth. We expect sustained double-digit growth in our business in the quarters ahead. In conclusion, I would like to express my gratitude to all our shareholders, customers, team members, well-wishers, friends and business partners for their trust in us. Thank you.
Sir, should we start?
Over to you, Anup. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Archana Gude from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. So I have two questions. Firstly, on the hotel segment, while this increase in occupancy by 130 bps on same quarter last year is commendable, this 5.2% increase in ADR looks subdued given the industry has witnessed almost 7-9% growth in ADR in Q2 of FY25. So what kind of growth rate should be penciled in for H2 of FY25 in ADR?
See, firstly, there is a huge demand-supply mismatch which continues in the industry. And particularly, firstly, the demand is expected to continue to grow at the rate of 10.6%, and the supply side is only going to be at 8%. More importantly here, that in the key growth markets where we are present, the supply is actually going to grow only by 5%, and the demand is expected to be at 9.2%. So based on this statistics, we strongly feel that our growth rate will be in excess of 10% in terms of ARRs. Another very significant point is that we are now entering the festive and wedding season, the festive season and the wedding season. This will also help in terms of the business and in terms of the ARRs going up. Last year, the ARR during H2 actually increased by close to 15%. And this year also, we expect that the ARRs would increase definitely in double digits going forward.
Sure, so that is helpful. So on the Flurries, again, we had another quarter of strong performance. Can you give us growth on, QOQ basis on the same store, like compared to Q2 FY24 versus Q2 FY25 on same store basis?
Same store basis, the growth is, in Mumbai, it is 30%. Overall, it is
10%. Atul sir, I missed out your second number you quoted. Is it 15%?
Oh no, 10%.
10%. Okay. And sir, you said that Flurries to grow at 40% on FY25 versus FY24. Obviously, the growth will be driven by the higher number of Flurries. For a longer term, what kind of store per revenue we should model in for, let's say, 3 years down the line? As we said, the number of 150 plus stores.
So as I mentioned, firstly, that we are trying to, firstly, we are going to be more focused on opening more cafes and tea rooms. Our earlier strategy was to have a blend of kiosk, cafes and tea rooms. There is a slight change in strategy. We are going to be opening more cafes and more tea rooms. As you would have seen, there are more cafes and tea rooms in the city of Mumbai because we feel that this is now, after understanding the business, we feel that this is the best way forward for us. And we feel that in each of the stores, we have to bring them to a level of 1 crore per store. And so expect this kind of growth which we are showing in the range of 25% to 30% to continue in the years ahead as we take the stores from close to 100 to about 350 over the next 5 years.
Right, sir. And lastly, if you can touch upon the margins in Flurries for kiosks, cafes and tea rooms respectively.
So margins, we have been very strong in our margins in our Flurries business. For H1, the margin has been at 10%. But bulk of the business of Flurries takes place in H2. And we have always delivered industry-leading margins. And at the end of this financial year, we will deliver 18 to 20% EBITDA margin in the Flurries business.
Right, sir. But my question was more of, you know, as you said, we'll be focusing more on cafes and tea rooms. What kind of margins it will have compared to kiosk? What just wanted to understand.
See, in tea room, I will just give you the basic idea. In case of tea room, as we opened in the Mumbai one also, on the Gateway of India, the margins, overall the margin is 20, that tea room margin will be around 30%. Cafe margin is also higher, kiosk margin is the lower side. So, example, if we give you a standalone, a tea room will give me a payback of about 30%, payback, 3 years payback. Whereas one and a half to Mumbai one will give a much higher payback. I will tell you about 1.5 to 2 years. But in case of other cafes, gives 1.5 years per payback. So 2 years payback. So you can say margins are also above 20% in cafe and tea room. But in case of kiosk, the margins are on a lower side, which is, and earlier mix had more of a kiosk. Now the mix is towards the cafe and the tea room. So therefore the margins are expected to be about 20% and 21%. Kiosk, you can say, is about 10% of the margin.
Right.
Kiosk and cafe about 15% to 20% and tea room is higher,
30%.
Sure. That was helpful, sir. Thank you so much and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Sagarika Chetty from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes, please
go
ahead.
So I just wanted to understand what kind of ARRs and occupancy levels are we looking at currently in Park Chettinad and Patiala property, which recently opened.
So these are super luxury properties, and on a YTD basis, these occupancies would be in the range of 40% to 50%. But the ARRs are going to be record breaking or market-leading ARRs in the cities of their operations. As I mentioned, that we are already in the range of 12,000 to 20,000 for the park Chettinad, for the Lotus Palace Chettinad, and for Ranbas, the palace at Patiala. We are currently doing ARR of 35,000, and it is expected to be actually at the end of the year, it could be anywhere between 40 to 50,000 or even higher. Currently, the hotel is going to be absolutely full between our first set of full bookings, as this is the season time, is from the 15th to the 18th, and all these rooms are booked at 35,000. So, as I mentioned, that we expect the occupancies on a yearly basis to be in the range of 40 to 50%. In both the hotels.
Okay, sir. And as regards the capex outlay is concerned, what is has there been any change, or it remains the same at 1.5 to 1.7 billion as you had guided before?
Capex, can you just repeat the question? How much is the guidance you are asking?
I wanted to understand what the capex guidance for FY25 is. That's it. That's the question.
So we have said the capex will remain in the range of 150 to 164. That will remain the same.
Okay,
so
there's no change on that front, right?
No change.
And thirdly, in terms of Snowy's expansion, are you looking at targeting the same cities as currently, or are you looking at other geographies as well in the in your plan of taking the number to 350 in the next 5 years?
So we have a properly laid out plan. As we have mentioned earlier, we are in a very strong position in West Bengal, where we have 64 outlets in the city of Calcutta itself, and overall in the state of West Bengal we have close to 75 outlets. We have opened 16 stores, as I mentioned, in Mumbai, and we have stores opening in Hyderabad. So the new market which we have entered is the market of Hyderabad, where we plan to have at least by the end of this financial year, we should have hit 10 stores in Hyderabad. Our flagship store in Hyderabad, which is 1,000 square feet, tea room, is expected to open this year itself, this month itself, at Banjara Hills. So we plan, after consolidating in Hyderabad, we will enter the city of Delhi, where work is about to commence in terms of the setting up of the commissary. And this commissary, which we are setting up in Delhi, which will be ready in the first half of the next financial year, is actually going to service the whole of North India. Once we are ready, we plan to have next year about 20 outlets in the city of Delhi, and similarly, equal number of outlets next year in North India. So because we will be able to, the way the plan and the rollout is, that we will have one strong commissary or big commissary in Delhi, and from there we plan to service the cities in and around Delhi, Chandigarh, Lucknow, Kanpur, Jaipur. So virtually all the cities which are in North India, in and around Delhi, will be covered. And the expansion plan is very robust. And once we have consolidated in North India, we plan to enter the cities of Bangalore and Chennai. So taking the total number of outlets at the end of 5 years to 350, and a plan to add 40 to 50 outlets virtually every year. And this has been demonstrated by us. We have opened almost 20 outlets this year, and 20 more outlets are about to open in the remaining 5 months of this financial year. So we will, in fact, we are working on a new plan that to further fast-track Fleury's growth, and possibly we will make an announcement in the next earnings call as to at what speed we will be growing Fleury's, and it will be definitely at a much faster speed.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Sarthik Awasthi from IDBI Capital and Securities. Please proceed.
Hi, so this is Sarthik. So my question is on slurries. Sir, with cities expansions, are we planning after Mumbai? Like, we have expanded really well in Mumbai. Then which major city we are targeting?
So as I mentioned, let me tell you in much greater detail as to what's happening in this quarter itself. I plan to open about 12 stores of Fleury's within this quarter. 3 outlets are going to open in West Bengal, 5 in Hyderabad, 2 in Indore, and 2 more in Bhubaneswar. In quarter 4, we plan to open another 3 outlets in West Bengal, 3 in Mumbai, and 5 more in Hyderabad. So taking the total number of stores in Hyderabad to 10, and taking the total number of stores in Mumbai past the 20 mark. And next year, we enter the city of Delhi, where we open 20 stores. And during the course of the next financial year, we'll continue to build on the cities where we already are, that is in Calcutta, in Mumbai and Hyderabad, to deliver 50 stores by the end of the next financial year. And thereon, as I mentioned, we will enter the city of Bangalore and Chennai.
Okay, so then the second question is on like how the wedding season is looking currently, like what kind of bookings we have for the December and like, you know, this season of the wedding.
So this this year has been a very unusual year in terms of the wedding, because the bulk of the weddings, the 30 wedding dates, are actually in the second half of the year, which is centered from now right up to March, which is a good thing, and this will really propel the hospitality business, not only for us but for the industry. We are well booked on all the wedding dates in our hotel. Most important thing other than weddings, that the park's biggest advantage is in running nightclubs, bars. So we are very strong in the entertainment space, and this
yes,
business is looking strong now from here onwards, right up to the end of March. And we have planned a series of entertainment events and festive season events around Christmas and New Year, where we expect very high revenues going forward.
Okay, so like, sir, my last question is on like, what's the plan for the adding hotels under the management contract? So how we are going? What's the pipeline for that?
So as I mentioned earlier, that we have currently 2,410 keys. We plan to double our inventory over the next 5 years. And currently we have 1,050 keys at the moment on the management side. And we have 259 keys on the lease side of the business. So the management side of the business, where we have 1,050 keys, we plan to add close to about 1,750 keys over the next 5 years, taking the total number of keys on the management side of the business to 2,776. On the lease side of the business also, we are going to be adding keys. So we plan to add about 82 keys there, taking it to 341. And lastly, on the ownership side of the business, where we have 1,101 keys, we plan to add 830 keys or even more and take it to 1,931 keys. So total number of keys will increase from 2,410 to 5,048. So this year, during the course of this year itself, we are going to open about 160 rooms.
Okay.
Out of which, yes, the Ranbas, the palace is 35 rooms, which actually just opened on November 1st. Then we have Zone Connect Prayagraj, which is 40 rooms. Zone Connect Ranthambore, 47 rooms, which is a property on lease. And Zone Connect Jaisalmer, which is 38 rooms. A total of 160 rooms are going to open in H2. The most important thing is these two properties on lease, which is a 50-year lease for the Ranbas Palace, and of course the property in Ranthambore, which is close to 50 rooms. The Ranbas, the palace has already opened. The Ranthambore property should open towards the end of December or early January, adding another 50 rooms.
Okay, so thanks for this last question. So my question is on why kiosk has so less margin as compared to cafe and tea room, and what's the reason behind it?
Kiosk also has lower investment. So let's look at how the Flurry's structure is in terms of the investment. The kiosk is costing us roughly about 20 to 25 lakhs, so the return is proportionate to that. And then we have the cafes, which are in the range of 40 lakhs to 50 lakhs per cafe. And then we have the tea room, which is the size is anywhere between 800 to 1,000 square feet, and the cost is in and around 1 crore. So the return of 10, 20, and 30% EBITDA for these outlets is based on the investment which we are making. So the sizes are also kiosks. In fact, our margins are industry-leading margins because we have standardized it to the extent that we get industry-leading margins, whether it is kiosk, cafe, or restaurant. The critical thing is the size in the kiosk. Typically, the competitors are doing the kiosk in the range of 120 to 150 square feet, whereas in our case, the kiosk size is anywhere between 80 to 120 square feet. As you would have seen at Terminal 2 in Mumbai, we have two kiosks, one at gate number 41, the second at between number 46 and 47. So they are in the range of that 80 square feet to get to the maximum return.
Okay. So if we add more capex in kiosk, so that will lead to better margins if we have more square feet area. That's what's the rationale is.
You are absolutely right there. So what we have done is that we have kept the kiosk model largely. It's going to be confined to the airports. Presently, we are present in four airports, that is Calcutta, Bhubaneswar, we are present in Durgapur and Mumbai. We plan to capture all metro city airports at least in the next 5 years or even earlier through the kiosk model. But in most of the other high street and malls, we will be having cafes and restaurants. I don't know if you have had the chance in Mumbai to be at BKC in the Crescenzo building. It is also now It's a cafe, but it is our flagship cafe. Similarly, in the OWC at Lower Parel, if you've had the chance to visit, it is also another flagship cafe of ours. So in high street and in business complexes, as well as in malls, we plan to have cafes, and at the airports, we definitely plan to have
kiosks.
Or we are going to be present in the food court. In Bombay, we have entered the food court at T2, and this store is also extremely successful.
Okay, sir. So, sir, like any plan, we will only, when it comes to kiosk, we will only focus on airport, or we will go to metros, like metro stations and all, because that is the one area also that we are, where we can also focus.
So far, we have to analyze, we have to do a little bit more research in terms of the railways or metro stations. Our previous experience has not been as exciting. In fact, we did open some stores because people have very limited time in at hand. So our experience has been that stores generally do not do so well in metro stations because people have very limited time, and the customer is of a very different segment, and the capacity to buy.
Got it, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And have a happy new year, sir.
Thank you. Happy new year.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pranay Shah from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So I have a couple of questions on the ARR side. So you mentioned that in H2, we are expecting around 15% ARR growth. So what gives us the confidence to grow at that level? So it would be more on the renovated rooms which are coming and the palaces which are there, or it's something else? Like, how do you see that?
So it's a combination of all the three things which you have mentioned. The palace hotels are definitely going to add to the ARR growth, and our confidence comes from how the hospitality industry behaves. It behaves, the second half is always a stronger half, and last year and compared to the previous year, that is 22-23 to 23-24, we had registered a 15% ARR growth, and there is which actually increased from 6,600 in 22-23 to 7,700, which is a 15% increase, and our confidence comes from that. So there is no reason that we will not achieve a double-digit ARR growth in quarter three and quarter four. And this is going to be also backed by new refurbished and renovated rooms, and also backed by the high ARRs of the palace hotels.
So, sir, just in that, what percentage of our current rooms are under renovation, and when do you expect this renovation activity to be completed, and we can see the full impact of that renovated rooms to impact the ARRs? Like, because you had mentioned
most of the refurbished rooms are back with us. We have, because of high occupancy of 90% plus, we can only take roughly about 10% of our inventory under refurbishment or renovation. So most of the rooms, barring 24 rooms at New Delhi, are back with us. And the 24 new rooms at Delhi are also expected to be back with us during the course of this month.
Okay. And sir, one question on the specific on the market of Navi, like in the Navi Mumbai property. we are seeing a occupancy of around 90+% and 94%, which is nice compared to industry, which are we are having a higher occupancy. But then on the ARR basis, we are out on the lower end of the ARR as compared to the industry levels in the Navi Mumbai. So being such a high occupancy, what is impacting our capability to charge higher ARRs over there?
So let me first tell you as to how the ARRs have behaved in quarter two in the city of Mumbai. As per the HVS report, the city of Mumbai had an ARR increase of 13 to 15% in quarter two compared to on a quarter to quarter basis, on a Y to Y basis, sorry. And in our case, the ARR increase in Navi Mumbai, I'm saying not in Mumbai, has been at 11%, and it is in line with the business, with the trend in the market. So, and let me tell you one very significant thing about Navi Mumbai. We have opened a new bar outlet at Navi Mumbai. Also, we have currently 80 rooms, and we were planning to add 80 more rooms in our expansion plan. Now we plan, we have being in touch with the corporation there in Navi Mumbai, and we have, instead of we were to add 1 lakh square feet, but we have now found out that we are entitled to a total FSI built-up of about 4 lakh square feet. So instead of adding it and making it like a 160-room hotel, this is actually, over the next 4 or 5 years, it's going to be actually a 300-room hotel in Navi Mumbai. So it's going to, and because this is already part of our balance sheet, this will add tremendous value as we go along for our shareholders and for our business.
Okay. And so now, last one, the flurry side, so you said that there's, you said there's change of the strategy, like you will look forward for rapid expansion. So are we exploring franchisee route on that front? And secondly, we see that the margins are currently around in S2 represents 7.8% and FY24, like it is around 18% of the EBITDA front. So we are expecting the margin to peak at around 22-23% range for the flurry. So what peak margins are expecting to be contribution for the flurry?
Firstly, we are on a rental model. We are not at present. We want to reach at the 300 plus target of flurries and 300 plus target over 4 to 5 years in turnover. Then we may look at franchise. At present, we are not looking at the franchise model. That could be second stage. We may look at that growth. In terms of, you are right, we are, as the mix of flourish model is changing, we will be looking at peak margins could go to from 18 to 2022 in the range.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Anuj Kashyap, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Hello. I'm audible?
Your voice is very low, sir. Please use handset.
Hello. I am audible, please.
Please go ahead.
Sir, actually, so my question is regarding in the presentation, it is mentioned that we will look for organic and inorganic opportunities. So, is there any thing on the table right now?
We are exploring inorganic opportunities, which are acquisition, including lease. One lease we have just specified, 50 room on lease, which has been concluded at a stage, which is the Ranthambore property. And so ready-made rooms are now will be available from December, and we are trying to, or early January, we are trying additional lease properties also, and also acquisition opportunities, but they are under discussion. We will share regarding them as the conclusions are done, because we cannot at present share due to.
Thank you, sir.
Due to confidentiality.
Yes, sir. The other question is, so what I could understand is that the flurries is very niche business for you. Like you have some unique business model for the business model or the offerings which are not present right now in many cities. But what is our strategy to fight the local competition, which every city has some unique cafes and all. But what is our strategy for in regard to that?
So Flurries is actually an iconic and a heritage brand out of Calcutta, and the recipes, the craftsmanship of Flurries is fully preserved to give our customers a unique experience in confections. So this is being carefully planned that we are able to provide consistency in our product. And we definitely have competition in mind. The new age competitors, which have just come on into the market, as well as international brands. So we are constantly monitoring, and we feel that the bakery and confectionery business is the fastest growing business. This confectionery and cafe business is the fastest growing business in the market. And there are very few players in this. There are a lot of players in the cafe segment or in the coffee segment, but in real sense, there is no real pan-India player on the bakery, confectionery and cafe side. And we want to occupy the space, and we feel that we are totally on track to occupy that space to lead the market. The Flurries differentiating factor is a combination of confection, celebration and cafe. So the confectionery element, which is the cakes and the pastries along with cafe, gives Flurries that added edge that you are coming to Flurries for the product, you are coming to Flurries for the environment, and you are coming to Flurries for celebration. And this is the differentiating factor, which currently we feel that there is no player in this segment offering this.
Yes, sir. You answered on the very line which I was wanting to focus. The USP, which is very unique to Flurries Kolkata, will be maintained all over India, right now.
Yes, the heritage, the recipes,
the taste, practice, and all.
Yeah, it is there, and if you see the products which we have, there is some innovation on products. There is no substitute to innovation. So we maintain our fastest selling items in all cities, like whether it is Bhubaneswar, Bombay, or Siliguri. So the heritage is preserved, plus there is innovation on products. So we have demonstrated that through high growth in the city of Mumbai. The same store growth in Mumbai is in excess of 30%. And growth in the Mumbai market is in triple digit, which is obviously also related to new stores opening. So we are going to preserve the heritage of the brand. And in fact, the entire Flurries has got completely reorganized in terms of design, but yet maintaining the element of Calcutta to it, which you would have seen. So as we entered at the Gateway of India, we had clearly said that one heritage brand or has arrived from one city to the other city at Mumbai.
And sir, one more question.
Please go ahead.
Sir, the locations which, like you mentioned, the legend of Calcutta is in legend of Mumbai, like Gateway of India, metaphorically. So the locations which you are choosing, like you said in Hyderabad, you're going to open in Banjara Hills. So your main, the idea or the moot question is like, are you going for the main prime hubs of main cities, or what is your strategy for locations?
So locations are obviously selected very carefully, whether it is the locations even at the airport. We were not present earlier in Bombay, so we made a lot of effort to be there. So we have entered the food court at the T2 terminal. We plan to be at T1 also in the at the moment in the arrival area. That will be our first store in T1. These stores are selected with a great degree of care. They have to be at the location is very critical in this business. And if you were to see all the new stores which have opened in Mumbai, they are at the best locations.
Yes.
Whether it is at the airport, whether it is at the Apollo Bandar Road in Colaba, whether it is at Colaba Causeway, whether it is in Lower Parel, in OWC, or whether it is in Thane, in the Viviana Mall, or whether it is at Malad in the Inorbit Mall, the locations are very, very carefully selected. We are very particular in terms of the footfalls at these locations, as well as if it is a high street location, like in Calcutta, we are obviously at Park Street, but the second tea room we open is at the Jatan Bakshi Road. There also we have selected a heritage property and it is the hub of food and beverage activity. Then we are at South City Mall within the food court in Calcutta, and we have selected an outstanding location for a tea room in Salt Lake in Calcutta. So we see the footfall, we see the location. It has to be a good location. It has to be a reputed mall or a reputed area in a high street. So it's carefully done. And then, of course, the rental, the size is very critical.
Yeah.
And then, of course, based on the assessment, then only the investment decision is made.
And sir, what is the average time for a store to break even? Like for
the store, normally break even in 3 to 4 months.
That's quite good number, sir. And sir, one last question, sir, from my side. Sir, let's say in our balance sheet or in total revenue, the 44% of is weightages of food and beverages. So, like, sir, you said that we have independent bars or independent restaurants, like one in Geo Drive, I think. So, what is the margin? What are the margin numbers? Those margins are, but always more than the hotel restaurants or the hotel food and beverage side, no? I'm right.
See, the F&B, there is a, when you ask for the F&B, the gross margin is about 70%, but the margin from F&B and is around 40%.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Season's greetings to all the management. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
So thank you. I would like to thank everyone for attending this call and for showing interest in APJ Surendra Park Hotels. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions. Should you actually need any further clarification or would like to know more about our company, please feel free to reach out to us or to CDR India. And thank you once again for taking time to join the call. And see you all next quarter and wish you a very happy new year. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of APJ Surendra Park Hotels Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.